This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday, the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation released a new three-volume report regarding the state's immigration population. The report concentrates on the years between 2000 and 2010 and says Arkansas had the fourth highest rate of immigration population in the United States during that decade.
But it should be noted the state's immigrant population remains below the national average. The report also says the growth in the immigrant population has been beneficial to the state's economy. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas has more about the new study that was released yesterday.
Yesterday, at press conferences in both Little Rock and Springdale, the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation released a new report, A Profile of Immigrants in Arkansas 2013. It's a follow-up to a similar study conducted in 2007. Corey Anderson, vice president of the foundation, explains why the organization stands behind such research.
The work that we do is really based on the work that the late Governor Winthrop Rockefeller did during his lifetime. He was really all about closing gaps and making sure that everybody in the state had an opportunity to succeed, take care of their family, and build their community. We really feel like this report relates directly to that.
That being said, he says the institution wants to ensure that folks have the information they need to make decisions concerning immigrants. Folks like the state legislature that's about to begin session.
Well, sure. Again, it's about making sure that folks have data. I mean, the discussion about, again, supporting immigrant families and their children is a national discussion that's taking on legs in different ways in every state in the country. As a foundation, we feel like it's our responsibility to make sure that folks have what they need to really make good decisions. Mm-hmm.
The overall conclusion of the report is that immigrants have a positive impact on Arkansas, economically, fiscally, and socially. The report is broken down into three volumes: demographics, economics, and a section on the Marshallese community. Outside of the Marshall Islands, Arkansas is home to the second highest population of Marshallese, behind Hawaii. About 4,300 Marshallese currently live in Arkansas, primarily in Springdale. Due to special laws between the two countries, the Marshallese are considered visitors, not immigrants, and therefore do not factor into the 5% of Arkansas population that is made up by immigrants. The report says that while Arkansas's immigrant population is small, the state ranks fourth in the nation for its immigrant growth rate of 82% between 2000 and 2010. Randy Capps of the Migration Policy Institute is the lead author of Volume 1 of the report, Changing Workforce and Demographics. He was one of many speakers on hand to summarize the report. He says that Arkansas is well below the 13% immigrant population for the nation.
And then we have seen a slowdown nationally in immigration, particularly immigration from Mexico, which has not really seen any increase over the last 5 years. We've seen less of a slowdown here in Arkansas. The economy here has been stronger than it has been nationally, and that has made the climate of the state a bit more receptive.
Larger states have a higher percentage. Immigrants are also keeping the population young and vibrant.
The non-Hispanic white population in the state is aging, with the most rapid growth over age 45. This is what we demographers refer to as the aging of the baby boomers. On the other hand, during the last decade, the fastest growth rate for children was in the Latino child population. So we have an increase of about 38,000 Latino children at the same time that we had a decline of about 23,000 white children.
This is having a positive impact on the workforce. And 88% of Latino men. Latinos making up two-thirds of the immigrant population. 88% are employed. That's a higher percentage than any other group of men. Corey Anderson, vice president of Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, says that they go where the jobs are.
The researchers really talk about it in terms of access to jobs. The science and the data will tell you that, you know, immigrants are settling where there are jobs available for them because they're filling these job gaps that are there. So I think that's most of it.
The report shows that 44% of the immigrant population resides in northwest Arkansas, 17% in the Little Rock metro area, and the rest scattered throughout the state.
And even if you looked at places, there are some places in west central Arkansas, some smaller towns like DeQueen, where there are significant immigrant populations. And again, those are, if you talk to immigrants there and the businesses there, they'll tell you that that's all driven by the availability of jobs.
Those jobs are typically in the construction, manufacturing, or healthcare industry, resulting in huge wage savings in those areas. Contrary to what many may believe, immigrants are not competition for the native population, but rather complementary. Steve Appold is one of those responsible for the 50-page second volume of the report, which looks at immigrants' impact both economically and fiscally. He says it's written from the native-born perspective. Is immigration beneficial to me?
It is, at least in the short term. By some measures, the net immigrant benefit is large. By others, it's more modest. But in every case, the net benefit in Arkansas as of 2010 is positive.
They say 2010 because that's the last year that census data was recorded. Appold confirms that one of those areas is Arkansas's workforce.
The supply of highly educated Arkansans has not kept pace with employment demand in business services and healthcare, leading to an influx of generally well-educated immigrants, some from elsewhere in the U.S., others directly from abroad. The number of Arkansas natives employed in low-skill occupations in some areas of manufacturing, particularly animal slaughtering, but also construction and selected services, has declined more quickly than labor demand in these industries.
Again, 88% of the male immigrant Latino population in Arkansas is employed, resulting in income. And the estimated total after-tax income is $4.3 billion. 16% of that is sent to families abroad, saved or used for interest payments. See, because 50% of those own homes. After that, the total economic impact of the remaining immigrant consumer spending on the Arkansas economy is $3.9 billion. They're adding $3.9 billion to Arkansas's GDP.
The four counties with the largest immigrant buying power, Pulaski, Benton, Washington, and Sebastian, accounted for over half the consumer spending impact, economic impact of the immigrant population in 2010. All right. Let me work through this. Arkansas residents, whether native or foreign-born, impose costs and offer benefits to the state's economy. In investigating the fiscal impacts of Arkansas immigrants, we looked at two types of contributions.
Those areas are consumption tax and income and property taxes, resulting in over $520 million in income in 2010. Some may argue that immigrants cost the state money, but for every dollar the state spends on an immigrant, whether on Medicaid or public schools, that immigrant brings in $7. Here's Corey Anderson.
All of us, you know, whether, no matter what your status is or your point of origin, all of us cost something just to be here. You know, whether it's the road we drive on or a subsidy for health care or something, all of us have a cost and all of us have a benefit that sort of goes up and down. So, again, in that sense, they're just like everybody else here. They're making a major contribution. They're paying taxes, whether it's employment taxes or sales taxes or the fees that it takes to register your car. They're buying groceries, and they're buying homes and clothes. And so there's a residual impact of the taxes off of those things. So again, they're making a major contribution. And I think we feel like it, you know, it sort of behooves us as a state to have whatever conversation we're going to have it with good data as the beginning.
It's been 6 years since the Foundation's previous report in 2007. If a third report is conducted in another 6 years, say in 2019, what might that data look like?
That our native-born population is an aging population, and our birth rates of native-born folks are continuing to go down, and the birth rates of immigrants and other folks are continuing to go up, at least at this point. So if you extrapolate that out, what we'll probably see is more of the same. And again, for us, this is really about the future of the state and about whether or not we're doing what we need to be doing right now to make sure that as all kids grow up and get older, they've got the skills and opportunities that they need. And as we think about the children of immigrants, again, most of these are U.S.-born kids. They're citizens. But as we think about them, you know, whether or not we're being deliberate in our economic systems and our school systems and the way that we think about our communities, whether or not we're being deliberate in building in those supports that are necessary.
You can view the report in its entirety at wrfoundation.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
On this week's Generic Blue Show, it's another name brand interview you won't want to miss. It was R.J. Mischow and his good friend from Minnesota, Jeremy Johnson. I've played all the songs on previous shows, but this is the first time I've put the interview together. That's Friday night at 9 o'clock, the Generic Blue Show on KUAF. We'll see you then.